It's time for Coach's Corner on Dakota's Best AM 1390 KJAM and AmazingMadison.com. Here are your hosts, Paul and JJ.
It is 6 o'clock once again on Dakota's Best AM 1390 KJAM. It is 2018. You are listening live on Dakota's Best AM 1390 and also available online through the Coach's Corner page at AmazingMadison.com. This is Coach's Corner live Wednesday nights in the KJAM studios in downtown Madison, a very busy downtown Madison, as it always is. On Wednesday nights, you are back here with your host, Paul Vold, on AM 1390. It had a nice little break for the holiday season right before Christmas. Had our previous show. Then we took that time between Christmas and New Year's where you don't really want to accomplish anything, but you're just there, you're doing your work, and you go on about your way. So we took that time off to recollect and head into 2018 extra strong as well. We got another great show lined up for you to start off 2018. Guests up and down the lineup. Coming up later tonight, we'll have Dakota State University strength and conditioning coach Stephen Vasilotti joining us in studio, along with Madison gymnastics coach Merity Dossett as well. And also our first guest of the night, head basketball coach for the Howard Lady Tigers basketball team, Wade Erickson, will be joining us as well here momentarily. But also, one let you know as well, got a couple games coming up here on KJAM in the next couple of days. Tomorrow night over on Jammin' Country 103, we've got girls basketball for you. We got Coleman Egan hosting DeSmet tomorrow night over in Coleman. That'll be a 7:30 p.m. tip off on Jammin' Country 103, and also online through that area sports page at AmazingMadison.com. Then on Friday night, going to end the week on a good note with some Madison boys basketball against T Area, a rematch of the Class A State Championship game. Madison looking for a little bit of retribution in that game. That'll be over at the Madison High School. That'll be about a 7:30 p.m. tip-off right here on AM 1390 with that video stream available on AmazingMadison.com. But jumping right into our first guest of the evening, head coach for the Lady Tigers basketball team from Howard, Coach Wade Erickson. And Coach, thank you so much for coming on this evening.
Thanks a lot for having me on.
Absolutely, Coach. We appreciate your time. Last night, we had your game on the air over on our sister station with you taking on Flandreau, your team taking on Flandreau. First game of 2018, unfortunately a loss at the hands of the Flyers, 67-35. You know, just looking back at that game, I'm sure there were a few things that you took away from that game leading up to today's practice with a film session as well. You know, what were some of those things that you took away against Flandreau?
Well, that game there was just a good old-fashioned whooping. Flandreau is a very good basketball team. I knew that going in. You know, we tried to prepare for them. They're athletic up and down their lineup. There's not a weak spot in there, and they play super aggressive on, you know, on the defensive end. We really struggled with that. They, you know, they extend that 1-1-2-2 trap, and, you know, our young guards out top really struggled with trying to get the ball through that. We tried to pass, you know, right over top a lot where their hands are at, and got a lot of tip balls on us, and, you know, I guess we learned. We use it as a learning experience. We did go watch film today, like you mentioned, and you know, the first thing I told them was, "We're going to watch film today." I said, "But we're going to watch Flandreau." I said, "We're going to see what we did, but we're going to watch Flandreau because that's a really good basketball team, and they do a lot of little things right. Fundamentally, they're very, very sound, and that's what we did. We focused on what we didn't do, but we also watched the hustle plays they had, the way they get up and down the floor in transition. It really was fun to watch their team. We really didn't participate as well as I was hoping.
Yeah, and unfortunately as well, you mentioned as well some of your young guards out on the floor. It seemed like a lot of those turnovers mounted up to a lot of, you know, timing passes, a lot of errant passes as well, kind of bringing it up from the backcourt to the front, and also trying to get something that you've been mentioning a lot this season is getting a little more familiarity on the floor with some of your younger players.
Yeah, you know, last year we lost 5 seniors. They were all my post players. And they were the leaders of the team. And this year coming in, I really don't have a true post player right now at the varsity level. So we're running a lot of guards out there. We're trying to find our identity a little bit. You know, we've got kids in different roles. You know, I got Josie coming back off a knee injury. I got the Albright girl coming, playing in a different role than what she had to. We had other scorers last year, and Hillary, you know, now is kind of relied on by the rest of the team to score. She's only a sophomore. You know, she started for me as an eighth grader, and she was great in that role because she didn't have to be the main go-to. Now she can be the main go-to. She's a very talented athlete. It's just her being able to transition into that role. And then, you know, Rance is stepping up. Satori Rance, really stepping up for us too. And she's a senior. Spent the last couple of years with some sickness that kind of shortened both of her seasons. She actually is coming back really strong this year. So that's good to see, and she's taking on a leadership role as well for us.
Coach, also, you know, the way that your season started, got off to a bit of a rough start with a pair of losses, Chester and McCook Central, Montrose. And, you know, then you turn things around just before the end of December with three straight wins, you know, looking from the start of the year up until that three-game winning streak to get yourself back over the 500 mark. You know, what were some of those things that started off from this year and eventually led to that turnaround to get yourself back over 500 at the end of the year?
Well, them first two games for us in Chester, you know, that was their third game of the year. It was our first. I was afraid what that was going to do to us a little bit. We had a lot of nerves, you know, a lot of new kids on the floor together. I had a lot of kids that played varsity, but not necessarily on the floor at the same time. So I knew we were going to struggle there a little bit. We shot 22% in Chester, and I don't care. I mean, you're going to lose games you shoot 22%. Then we go to McCook, and obviously we have a huge size, you know, problem there with them guys. They got 4 6-footers. You know, the Kepsel girls really took it to us, and you know, we shot 26% there. So, you know, we were going the right direction, you know. And then we got on a little roll there and started shooting better, shot in the 40s the next three games, went down to Freeman, a team we haven't beat in a long time, and we're able to pull out an overtime win there. And even being down late in the fourth quarter by six, we stuck with it. And that's one thing with this group. I mean, these kids, they work hard. They play hard. They play till the final horn. And I think last night was kind of an exception, but everybody has, you know, I guess everybody has an off night, and you can learn as much in a loss as you do in a win, and probably more even at times.
Yeah, and especially you were talking about earlier too with, you know, just watching what Flandreau did, really well-coached team with Coach Megan Sievertson. No stranger here. We had her on a couple of weeks ago on Coach's Corner. You know, and also looking at, you know, with for the start of the year with the schedule, now heading into this kind of a gray area of your schedule. You know, you got Beersford coming up in next week, along with the Hanson Classic, and then a very busy part of your schedule with the Big East Conference tournament towards the end of January. But also, you know, just you had mentioned some of those players out on the floor that kind of make a bit of a difference as well. You know, we saw a little bit Kennedy Kepsel get off to a good start last night for your team to kind of shoulder some of that burden. And also Hillary Albright getting the significant time on the floor and working in a lot of those young players just to get them experience on that floor. And it's certainly going to be, you know, there's going to be a lot of growing pains, I would imagine, here over for this season and also maybe a couple seasons to come as well.
Yeah, you know, and that's hopefully we can get back over that, you know, and, you know, kind of start to come together as a team. We're getting better every game. I mean, and that's what, and that's all I ask for, you know. With Kennedy Kepsel, you mentioned her. She stepped in last year when Josie went down with her knee injury. As an eighth grader, I pulled her up, and she started as my point guard. Gained some very valuable experience, which put her way ahead this year. She wouldn't have probably even had a shot if Josie hadn't gone down. So that was, you know, kind of a blessing in disguise. I hate to see anybody get hurt, especially my own daughter in that case. But, you know, it did help our team for this year. And Kennedy's coming in with a lot more confidence than what normally a freshman would, you know, without any varsity time. So yeah, it's you know, I'm excited about it. It's a whole different style for us running with five guards. We get up and down, you know, we're turning the ball over a little more than what I would like. But I guess overall, when you play a fast-paced game and we try to run in transition, you're going to have some turnovers, and I got to accept that. It's the other ones that you know, that are kind of maybe a lazy turnover, or we didn't get back on defense, and those are the things that I look for is effort. You know, if you're giving me everything you got, that makes me happy.
Yeah, and especially a little bit of the the playing style that now changing from last season to this season over your years of coaching. Is that something that comes with a little bit of ease as each year that kind of goes by, or is it always something new with each year that kind of comes by with you coaching?
Well, it's all new every year. For me, this is only my third year head coach. I coach assistant girls and assistant boys in Howard for a while, junior high. I mean, I've started young with the youth even, but so I haven't had a lot of experience. I had them last year, seniors, for 2 years, so we had kind of the same style. So, okay. Yeah, definitely it's up to me to learn how to put kids in positions to be successful. And that's where I'm learning just along with them.
Yeah, and also now, Coach, kind of transitioning a little bit, looking at your schedule coming up, we had talked about it a little bit. You got the Hanson Classic coming up later next week, along with Beersford on Monday coming up. Again, a bit of a break in the schedule, but then you hit a real thick part towards the end of January. We were talking about off the air that rescheduled doubleheader with Menno coming up and on the 22nd, then you play Parker on the 23rd, and then the Big East Conference Tournament on the 25th through the 27th, certainly going to be a bit of a stretch run there, and also getting this team prepared for that big run towards the end of January.
Absolutely. You know, you can't help the scheduling. You can't control the weather. And, the Menno game got snowed out. So we did move that into a week. I would have preferred not to have it in. But, yep. With dates and schedules and two teams trying to find the date, I understand. We're just going to have to play. I know last year we finished off our last, I think, couple weeks with 7 games in 9 days for the same reasons. And, you got to battle through it, I guess. I try to make my practices as hard, if not harder, than games. So that way the game comes a little easier for them. Therefore, I think if we're practicing or whether we're playing, to me, it's, we're getting up and down, and we really demand a lot out of practice and have them getting after it. So hopefully they're in shape, and we'll have to get in better shape, I think, after last night. So,
and especially a lot more, I would imagine, some more conditioning in some of those tougher practices that you try to get those to your athletes. That way it's a little bit easier going into games, I would imagine.
Absolutely. We hit the conditioning really hard early. We do the two-a-days, the old-school two-a-days in the first couple of weeks till our first game. Then we back that off. And then we kind of hope, I guess we don't do a lot of running and stuff after the season starts. We're hoping our games keep us pretty well in shape. I've got 11 girls right now in varsity, and I'm not afraid to put any of them in. So we can try to keep them fresh. There's some kids you want on the floor more than others, obviously, but you try to mix them and give them all breaks and try to keep them all fresh.
And, Coach, also today, with a bit of a shorter time as well, you took off to come to the show. We greatly appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to come here with, start off with film, then a bit of a light practice afterwards. How much with your assistant coaches as well? You have Krista Paul and also Justin Palmquist there as your assistants kind of help out the team in situations like this. How much do they do you rely on them to kind of run some of those practices and also kind of pick up what you're putting out on the floor as well, coaching-wise?
Yeah, we stay pretty close contact all the time about strategy, about what we want to get out of the kids, about who we see as stepping into a new role or who's maybe going to earn more minutes. We stay pretty tight. We think a lot alike. Coach Paul, this is her second year as a coach, and she obviously coming from Madison here.
Yes.
Being a pretty solid basketball player, that I was before my time, I guess. I didn't see her play, but I did see her on the cover of the Hanson Anderson book. She did send me that. So obviously she was a really good basketball player. And, she was a post player, and I was a guard. So it's really important for her or for me to have her to step in there and help with them post players. I spent zero time on the block when I played basketball. So having her there makes a big difference for me. And, Justin Palmquist, he's my junior high coach, and he also sets the bench with varsity. So this time of year right now, he's not able to participate as much in our varsity practices because he's got his own practice going on.
Mm-hmm.
And with limited, I guess we only have two gyms in Howard, and it's tough because we're all in the same gym at the same time. But he gets on our end a little bit, and he stays up to date on what we're doing. Yeah, they're both big help to me, and I don't think any head coach would ever say they can do it alone. That's crazy. They do a lot for me.
Coach, as we also start to wind down a little bit here this evening, you know, just looking at your next matchup coming up on Monday against Beresford, you know, just taking back from that last game against Flandreau and leading up to that, got a little bit of some time to look at some things and correct a few mistakes out on the floor. You know, what are some big things that your team's going to be looking to correct heading into that matchup against the Watchdogs?
Well, you know, we've never played them before. This is their first year in the Big East in the Big East Conference. I'm going to go watch them tomorrow night in Dells. They've, I think, got a 1-4 record right now, but I don't think that really shows what kind of team they are. They've started off some pretty tough competition. So I'm gonna go watch them tomorrow, and hopefully we could pick up a few things where, you know, they're going to have a little bit of size on us. But hopefully we can get out and run and kind of take advantage of our speed, too.
Absolutely, Coach. We appreciate you so much for coming on the show. Best of luck to you coming up. And I think we got a couple more games coming up on the radio with your girls' basketball team here this season.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate the support you guys give us, you know, covering our games, although I'm 0-2 in the two this year so far against McCook and Flandreau, and they weren't very pretty. But hopefully the next two I can give you a little better showing.
You know, it's a fun fact that you should bring that up. Every game that we've done over on Jammin' Country 103, the home team has won every single game, and the next couple of games that we're doing are in Howard as well. So maybe that's a little bit of good fortune coming up for the Lady Tigers. Head coach for the Lady Tigers basketball team of Howard, Wade Erickson, joining us here on Coach's Corner as well. Coach, thank you so much for coming on the show
today. You bet. Thank you.
Coach Wade Erickson joining us in studio. Coach's Corner live from the KJM studios in downtown Madison. We're going to take our first break. When we come back, we got Madison gymnastics coach Merity Dossett joining us in studio. We're going to talk a little gymnastics. And don't forget, coming up later as well, DSU strength and conditioning coach Stephen Vassalotti joining us in studio as well. 6:17, currently our time. We'll take a break. More coming up on Coach's Corner live from the KJM studios in downtown Madison on Dakota's best classic hits, KJAM.